about. So the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Simchat Shemini Aleph, on the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, we're in the middle of discussing the laws of it comes in the lachas of Meis, but it's regarding the lachas of Tiltum and Atzad, moving indirectly. Siftes. Peres Shinyan Aleph Siftes. Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Peres HaTumunim, as it continues, page 232, if you have fruits that are insulated, Betebim Bekaj HaMuktzim, in straw or stubble that's mukta, you could stick in a needle or a spindle, the nightlim, you could take it like that. And the straw couldn't move by itself. If it's hidden in sand or earth, so if it's bakasha beteven, so what are these two things? Teven who akana hanik, that's the part of the reed that's cut with the stubble. That's what remains in the ground in the field after it's cut. But they're both like straw. Sivkat and Lamadvav. Hamukzim that Hamukzim. Lafuke, that's coming to exclude him. Mizminim al Michael Behemel Yishchibe. If it was prepared for animal food or for laying, then that's obviously not a problem. Now, Mukum Yisainu says, Mishmur, in our place, Stam Tevin, in general, straw, Miyuch la Michael Behemel is designated for animal food. Difference, not Mukzim. Finally, Elbus, Mishmur, Mishmur, Brewer, Sivkat, and Kadivichas, Mashu Kisan, and Kabila Shotevin, or we wrote regarding bundles of straw, which Tishu 35 brings that there. He writes, and the places that you have Stam bundles of straw that are made for building to cover the roofs, and then it would be Mukzim, because it's meant for construction. Sivkat, Lamad Zayin. So what you could do is, Yochalitcha Bechulu. You could stick in a needle. Because even though it's covered with mukta, davet tiltum atzad, that's moving indirectly. Because you're going to stick in the needle, you're not going to touch the straw, and then it's going to cause the moving of the straw indirectly. The tzarech of a mukta, which is for the purposes of a permitted thing, it's to get the thing underneath the food item that you need. For sure, and there it's permitted, like we said, b'simchas in the previous sif. And because this all torma can show you torma b'temen amukta shemunach b'mkaymai. It was hidden in straw. That's mukta that was placed in its place. Vayim la'asaka, and it's meant for fuel. It was in the field. Let's say amlocha be'ev Shabbos mukta miktsas me'men. But unless you took before Shabbos a little bit from it, hitman by person, you insulated your fruit. So vadi nistalik malatem and shemukta. That for sure removes from the straw a title of mukta. That echin latman by person, because you repeat it as like a type of insulation, like when you put your esrog inside something. That's a little talpa tevim behedya. Therefore, you allow explicitly move the straw. Sivkod lamat ches. And the Ramos said that if it's hidden in stand over offer or in earth, they'll look in simit shinches. That is ba'offer shutzavu b'vayis l'shtamash, by meaning in earth that's piled up in the house, let's say for the purpose of utility to ain alayu shem mukta, where it does not have on the name of mukta. Now, meaning l'fimash in this Bible simit zeh, what was explained to simit the tiltum natzad, when you're indirectly moving some l'tzarech dava asa for the purposes of a forbidden thing, asa it's forbidden. So teilo nochi, you should know very well the mashanog meiz anoshim. This is what some people have a custom: libukah b'shabbos to sell on Shabbos, l'kabel amos b'kli, and to receive the money in a vessel, or they beg it through a garment, like as if I'm not touching the money, or ger b'sakon, or he moves it with a knife. Malvada roger deilishon mekamel b'shabbos says mishbru. Besides, for the terrible thing they're doing business on Shabbos, kamasam you say naim yesh b'zeh, how blind they are. The avkish name is atib natzad evening and say it's moving indirectly. Alu b'shul debas, it's for the money. Shua amoyz v'enchem sabesh shu isakam. There's no doubt that that's totally forbidden. As the shar tzinois memgimel says, that's mechayy adam. He says I change a little from his word. And this he writes over the Nishmas Adon, that's how the people get rights. Also, says I quoted some Shinchas, Mishmusab couldn't cup this love, look over there, which is Dershah 37 writes, that there he writes that it wasn't permitted to drag the waste matter from the tablecloth through a knife, only when you need the place, which is told it's told to Letzer Dava Mutter, but not for Letzer Dava Asa, then it's going to be forbidden.
Begin Simit Shin Yud Beis. Hanitzach l'nekava, if someone needs to relieve himself, remember Kanech B'Shabbos, continue his alachas ha-mukta, with what could he wipe himself on Shabbos, the B'yutzikim, and his 10 paragraphs. Tifal, Mishim kavad abiyas, because of the dignity of people, itivu l'tatlavan l'kanech, they permitted to move stones to wipe oneself. But fellah l'aleksim l'kagima, even to bring up to the roof with him. Davetuch yaseri, even though it's an excessive exertion, mukta is permitted. Mishish l'mokam yuchl b'sakizim, as a designated place for a laboratory, yuchl hafnasim l'avon l'kanech m'layad, he could take with himself stones to wipe with a handful. If he doesn't have a set place, he takes in like the measurement of a small mortar. Now, if it's recognizable with the stone that he's wiping with, then you're allowed to bring it in, even if it's very big, or even if it's more than a handful. And you're allowed to take them all. Since he wiped with them, it's already prepared for this. Some say, specifically in the courtyard, you're allowed to move the stones. Rashi, then the Perakim, Ben Yeruchim, the Sibyat Beis, Chalik Yudvav, and the Ram. Some say that from a kamelus l'shus hayochad, that even from a rabbinically forbidden area of a kamelus to a private domain, nami shor, it's also permitted. Don't nami in the rak yisrael rabban, because this is also only a rabbinic prohibition. Umeshulam, as we continue to have kopi yitzayin, covered up yisrael yitzayin, because the dignity of people, they permitted, as Tosis perik lupagazel, and the Gemara Mordechai in the perik hazer. Says Mishbarusiv cotton out. So similar to the previous siman, in which we allowed certain dispensations for the honor of the dead, so Siv cotton Aleph, because of covered up is permitted to move avonim stones for wiping oneself. But whether it's right or something is pebbles or short of a kiagav, no anything, something like that, the lav bar titl, who generally cannot be moved, they permitted. Now, sivkot and bays. Now, if someone has a mokum yuchar, a designated place for a lavatory, which perish, in other words, a mokum kabula le beis hakisa, the place is designated for a restroom, the kibbutz kabula lechnasham tam, since it's always designated, prepared to always enter their imkin, if that's the case. Even if he has stones left open in the evening, you can wipe them in the morning. Therefore, they permitted him to take a handful, but it's not moving it unnecessarily more stones than you need, because you'll have it for the next time. Now, even though that place is not designated just for himself, maybe others will take those stones to wipe with. Who cares if it's him or it's someone else? It's still for covered abris. Sharatin Ois Aleph says it's not like the Bach that's stringent when someone else could come in there and use it. Now, maybe also maybe he'll have to use the bathroom again himself. They've been permitted for him to bring in that much. Now, Master Kaz of Achkach list as Mechabes subsequently writes v'mein l'makom kavuna. If it's not a set place, Hainu that is shalilich pam l'makom zeh. Sometimes goes to this place, pam halach l'makom achas. Sometimes goes to another place. But okay, therefore, as lahachnis yesim Master tzarch levad l'pam mechad. Therefore, he's not bringing what for sure he doesn't need more than this one time. Da'ani k'shem buch nekatana. That's the amount of a small pestle that im yachnis yesim v'shtayer. If he's going to bring in more, it's going to be left over. And then tzarch tiltot chilu shlo tzarch. Comes that he moved originally mukta unnecessarily, which a sharatin ice bays says. Now, even though it could be beneficial for others, we're not going to permit this just for that initially. And also because others can bring in themselves. Containing the Mishabur, it says, because of Magram Shema Paiskim, Magram writes the name of the halachic authorities, the other Matim of Ezekise, Kavu, this to be lauded in a permanent bathroom, Lachna Shema Van Bashabas to bring in stones on Shabbos, Hainadavka Bashin Yuchel Asim, that's only but it's not designated just for him. And the Chnasik, Amachem Shem, only rather others go in there also. The Lahoylo Lachem Ev Shabbos, that he should not have prepared it from Bishop before Shabbos, the Chashash, he's considered Shemit Lachem, he prepared the tissue, someone else will take them. But Fatim of Ezekise, Basodi, especially if it's in the bathroom in the fields, the Tirchu Lachem Ev Shabbos, it's effort, the exertion to prepare from before. Shabbos, but if it's near his house, its own private bathroom, others don't enter over there, even from his own family members, which Sharatin Ais Gimel brings, because the Magen Avraham brings his name, Agoyes Ashri, and the Agoyes Ashri holds like this, as obvious in the Beis at the end of the Siman. So continues the Mishabur, he says, then you're not allowed to permit to bring in their stones at all. He should have prepared it from the day before. And Dirshu 1 brings if his intention was to prepare the stones for the day before, just forgot and didn't. But Kibega writes over here on his Hakoyes, it's permitted to bring them on Shabbos, and in Simin Yud Gimel, regarding coming up Briyas, by a garment without tzitzis, he brings his words. Continues Mishabura. The Elder Rabbi is inclined to be lenient in all situations, like Bin Al-Bush. For time, the reason is, a person just doesn't entertain, he doesn't think about Shabbos appears to him before Shabbos, so it's not so negligent. So if cotton gimel. So if you have a mokum yochid the basic case, you can bring in stones to wipe how much? Beloy hayat, a handful. The Fala Arba B'chamesh Avon says, Rashi, that even four or five stones, the Sharatina Isdal brings that even if the stones were bigger than the size of an egg, since between all of them you don't have more than a handful, because what do you think he has to bring in tortoni? This is that Rash, the Russian taste is right, that even more than the egg is permitted, specifically when you have in it some type of a sign, including this, even if he didn't have a Makam Kvula Besakise, because there you don't permit them, and that's obvious in the round there also. Kniz Mishbus have cotton Dalad. Now, if he does not have a set place, then he's allowed to bring in Kishir Buch Nekitana. Now, Berif Rosh Isa, the gear says Kishir Roish Buch Nekitana, like the measurement of the head of a small pestle. Shadachin by Sabaisim, which you use to crush the Besamim, Chimash Batorah, it's that little. Because you don't need that much more to wipe this one time that you're wiping. Sivkon Hay. Now, Bim Nikar Bahul said, now, if it's recognizable in the stone that you're wiping with, Mashmalosh says, sounds like from this wording, Demainin, if it's not recognizable, after you do a shkinach, but even though it's known that he wiped with it, then you're not take a handful, if it does not have a set place. But Biyash Makilim is that those are lean regarding this, to keep in shade, do a shkinach, but then since it's known that he wiped with it, how can it it's recognizable, even though you cannot see it on the stone? The Shard Sinai Zvav brings this from the Eliyahu Rabbis, and the Gemara does not sound like this, and it's possible that it's talking that only by small stones, so look at the Shulti Gibar. Sivkat and Vav. So if it's recognizable on the stone shekinuch, that it was wiped with, in other words, hanim erev Shabbos from before Shabbos. Umayris toma kashal yichdu erev Shabbos befer shakachad, and even though it wasn't designated from before Shabbos for this purpose, the Shaar Tzinoz Zayin brings from Shilti Gibar Meli Rabba, like we brought in Simchon Chesiv Chabez, because something that the norm is like this at times, then it is enough to designate even one Shabbos according to the first opinion, which that's the primary opinion. Although the Dershu 5 brings that there, he actually writes that only in the Makom and Tzairich, which relied to be lenient to designate it for one Shabbos. Baruch Kaponim. So, but in other words, talking about that it was not designated explicitly for this, because the Mishnah Berurah continues, the Miyichdin, the was designated, I feel like Kinnach ben Ma'el, maybe it would never wipe with. But Lach Nisan Kamashiyatz, you would be allowed to bring in as many as you want to. The Shaar Tzin Ois Ches brings that. Like the head of a small pestle is permitted, even if it was had a name Mukta on it, like we wrote in the beginning of the Siman. Continue the Shabur, it says, what the New York Halak, something is a blank piece of paper, Shemak Barlov, that he's particular about it, because as the Shaar Tzinoz test brings, because if it's Tam, unspecific, it does not have a problem about Mukta, because it's generally used to cover the opening of a flask, says Mishpirim Gadim, which sounds like from this, that he disagrees on what the Tzitz of Shabbos writes, that even a thick piece of paper also needs to be designated. But Akbam Kutinz Mishpiri says that a blank piece of paper, that generally person is particular about it, the yesh by mishum muktzah, that is the problem of muktzah, gabbik mahani yichid me'er Shabbos, it would also help if you designated from before Shabbos. Tadezeh, because through that, twizim olav shem muktzah, it removes from it the name of muktzah, mutlahachnas the basic kisi, kamashiyatzah, and you let it bring it to the bathroom as many as you want. Vim lo yichid, if it was not designated, in the mutlahachnas the basic kisi, shenikvud, and you're not let it bring it to the bathroom that's not permanent. Rakafi torka, the pamzeh bavad, only according to what's needed for this one time use. As the Shaar Tzinoz Yud brings, like the way they're permitted by stones, like Koresh Buchna, in all situations, as the sound like Eli Rabba. Continues, Mr. Bruce says, if Asla Kraya near Shabbos is forbidden to rip the paper on Shabbos, we will come on, like we see later on, Simon Shemen, Sib Yud Gimel, Ayn Shem Mishim Bruce, which it's a big deer from number four for him. Sib Cotton Zayn. So he said that if you recognize on the stone that it was white with the Mutlach Nisi, you're allowed to bring it in, Ayn La Elba Simon Gimel, Sib Yud Av Mishim Bruce, which Dershu 6 brings, that the Shulchan Aruch writes, that one should not wipe with a pebble that his friend wiped with. Mishmur writes with it that if it's dry, or his friend wiped with it on the other side, or he himself was the one who wiped with it previously, then there's no concern. Sivkot Nechas, Ramah brought that, B'yesh Aimrim, some say, as you continue to Tavkot Yitzayim, but Tavkot Makamlis Mechol, that even, not just for the Issa Mukta, but even the Issa of Haitzah, Durabonan, from Kamlis to Shurzah Yachad, would also be permitted, and it says in Mishmur, Bechenike, the Eli Rabbi says, and that's the primary opinion. The Shaar Tzinoz Yud Beis says, look at the Rabbi that writes that, however, one should not be lenient regarding this when he has his own bathroom that no one else goes into, and even though his opinion previously was to be lenient, that's only regarding the halacha of moving mukta. But regarding this, it's more stringent. Ketzin Mishpura says, even though, according to many places, it actually has halacha like a kagamalist, but come welcome, regarding this, in halacha, one should not be lenient. Tradition 7 brings it regarding the hachrav of the Mishpura regarding this machalikas. We discussed this in Reish Tam Lov Sev Kotten Beis. Be'alacha, the Vimaskal, David Tirchi Yisera, that the Chabbah said, even bringing up the stone to the roof, it's a Tirchi Yisera, it's permitted. It says, look at the Be'agra, that's what Mechaber deleted skipped out the reason of Taisvis over there. Because he holds like the other place that don't differentiate between if he's a kaveh makom or not, that even when you kaveh makom, it's also going to be permitted. However, it's possible that also, according to the Vilna Gaon, if the place is kavua, that there's no person that goes over there, and even from his family member, there would be aser, like the way that Garza Shri holds in the Magid Ram quotes it, that he himself writes in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch quotes, like Pirish Rashi, and Pirish Rashi over there, Gufa, it sounds like, that he also holds like the Garza Shri that we mentioned. The Masal Don Name Enoi, that some say that even Makamalus Shoshach is also permitted because it's only Isra Rabbanan, and even though then it would have two Isra Rabbanan, moving a Mokhtan also from Makamalus Shoshach, even so, Kovar Bees would be Deicha that says Dishu is Yaakov, which the Dishu 18 brings, that in a place, a person was Isra Rabbanan for Kovar Bees, so Chubas Chabasir writes, that even though it's permitted to do that, however, a person still needs a Kapar, And Tei Shabbos brings his words. The Kav HaChaimer is, Mashmas the Peskim is that one would not need a kapara, but it's actually permitted. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 3. This yichud, this designation for paper, a blank paper that's meant for writing, Kvega had wrote in his Agres and Simshin Ches that you have to designate it that it should always be for wiping. Now, Shubhash Levi, we mentioned there, that asks that Chayr would be enough to designate it for wiping for one Shabbos, because since after you wipe it anyways, it's not going to be possible of any utility. So that's like designated forever. So right, so maybe the Kavanah of Rabbi Kivega is for a paper that you could clean after you, that you wipe with, or a large paper that after you wipe, you could still use the clean part. And regarding our toilet paper, the roll of toilet paper, it's like Muktzah, we discussed in Shin Ches of Kavanah Kafalov. Dish number 4, so Mishabru had said to look in Mishabru Simshin Men. So there he writes in Sifkar Namalov that if someone tears a piece of paper with the intention of wiping himself with it, he's chai for the Issa of Korea of tearing. Because it's Korea Manasal Sak and it's tearing with the intention of constructive purpose. Now, Be'er Alokha there is inclined that that's only in a situation where he cuts the paper into two pieces that's fit for utility. And he needs the remedy of both of them. But when he's cutting a small piece of paper, and the remaining part is not any remedied more than it was in the beginning. For example, let's say the remaining part is not fit to use because it's still too big. So then that would not be an Issa Deraisa. So, however, it would still be Asma Rabban because it's like Masak and Kli. And he has in the according to Rashi, it's possible that it would be even Asma Latar. Now, if someone finds himself in the bathroom that there's no cut toilet paper, and this girl holds that he's allowed to wipe himself with the long roll, and after he uses it, he should throw that toilet paper that he used into the bowl. And even though by flushing the toilet it's going to tear the paper from where it's connected to the roll, that's not a problem with Korea. Now, if it doesn't tear by the flushing of the water, and he's in the public restroom, he's allowed, because of covered abrius, to tear it in an indirect way. Now, if he cannot wipe himself with the paper from the roll, and he has to use specifically only if it's cut, this girl told him because of covered abrius, it's permitted to tear the paper in an indirect, in an abnormal way. And that's always been a b'yashiv. It's permitted to tear in an abnormal way for the purpose of wiping. Now, regarding the tearing of toilet paper, where it's on the lines, that we'll discuss machatach and simishim mem sifkot memalf. Now, if a person's wiping through the paper, he bleeds because of the wiping. So from this girl holds that it's not forbidden to wipe because of this of extracting blood, because it's a psik reisha, it's inevitable. But it's what's called loy nichle. He doesn't want this at all because of kavod abrius, because it's like he wiped himself one cup a minute. And he adds on that because of iser tzeveya of dying when the blood goes on the white toilet paper. So for that reason, once you use white toilet paper, because that's actually now making the white filthy, in contrast if he was using, let's say, red toilet paper, which actually the red would be then assisting in the dyeing of the color. As Rabbi Mishbur later on Simchon Chav Ches, the mark of matchak in the present situation and making it filthy, one does not have to be concerned with Issa Tzevei of dying. Michal Shabbos on Ketzer Shulchan Aruch writes that because the Issa Tzevei, like a tchila, one should not wipe with paper, rather you should clean with water, as Rabbi Shulchan Aruch and Simchon Chav Ches regarding a wound, and only when it does not have water, you should wipe with paper. And we'll discuss later on Simchon Chav Ches regarding wiping a wound with paper.